shame.
Is anybody like that here?
Yeah, yeah, anybody.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear.
That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Amen.
Who is the one fellow that he will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Anointing allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
Welcome you especially to the Open Heavens International Center. I tell you that I had several encounters with God in that house.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
The anointing in that house is awesome.
There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.
Hey,
You're watching Redemption Way.
Right. righteousness.
I want you to lift your voice to God and say, Father, you always reserve the best to the last. Give me the best tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Lord. The best you can give any man, give it to me tonight. Give me the best tonight. The very best that you can give to any human being. Give it to me tonight. The very, very best. Thank you, Jesus. The very best, Lord. Give to me tonight. Thank you, sir. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
You're watching Redemption Way.
Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. There's no one like you. Surely you are the Almighty God. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for what you are about to do now. Thank you in advance for our tomorrow, because we know our tomorrow will be all right now. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Eternal Rock of Ages, we know you always reserve the best in the last. Give us your very best tonight in Jesus' name. By the time this night is out, let us have even greater cause to glorify your name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah. Please shake hands with two or three people and ask them, are you expecting the best from the Lord tonight? If your answer is yes, then put your hands together for the Almighty God. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Anointing is the key to accelerated promotion. It is anointing that moved David from a shepherd boy to a king within a day. It is anointing that moved him from being the king of a tribe, the tribe of Judah, to becoming the king of a nation, the nation of Israel. And that's why he wrote in Psalm 23, verse 5, he said, thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. My prayer for all of you who are here tonight is that your cup of blessing be overrun tonight in Jesus' name. Now, anointing is fire. It destroys yokes. According to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, Isaiah 10, verse 27 tells us that the yokes shall be destroyed because of the anointing. It destroys physical yokes. When they bound Samson, and the Bible says the Spirit of God came upon him, the ropes that bound him were burnt as if by fire. Every rope of the enemy binding you shall be destroyed tonight in Jesus' name. But it also destroys spiritual yokes. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22, anointing destroyed the curse that had been on Jericho for generations. Tonight, because of this anointing service, every yoke upon you, every yoke upon your family, every yoke upon your village, every yoke upon your town, every yoke upon your nation shall be destroyed in Jesus' name. Anointing can destroy the yoke of destitution. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, 2 Kings 4, verse 1 to 7, the widow that was destitute, completely destitute, so badly in debt that humanly speaking there was no way of escape. It was the word of the anointed man of God that destroyed that yoke. And I'm prophesying to someone tonight, as a result of this anointing, every yoke of destitution in your life shall be destroyed. It was anointing that destroyed the yoke of barrenness in the life of Hannah. It was the man of God who spoke and said, "Your request be granted thee." That is why we discovered in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21. That the woman who was considered completely barren ended up with 6 children. I'm saying to all of you who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, tonight the anointing will destroy barrenness in your life. It takes anointing to destroy the yoke of fruitless efforts. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 7, Luke 5, verse 1 to 7. Bible tells us that Peter has fished all night and he caught nothing. He made several efforts, but there was nothing to show for it. Then the anointed one, Jesus Christ, stepped into his boat, and within an hour, he had more fish than he could handle. I am decreeing tonight that by the unction of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the anointing, fruitless efforts will end in your life tonight. It takes anointing to destroy the yoke of stagnation. In Acts chapter 3, from verse 1 to 11, Acts 3, verse 1 to 11, that man who was born lame, that man who had never walked, the anointed hand of Peter touched him, and the yoke of stagnation was destroyed in his life. The man they thought would never walk became a man who could now jump. And not only that, the people who saw him, the Bible said they were amazed. All those who thought they had left you behind, when you catch up with them, when you leave them behind, they will be amazed at you in Jesus' name. Now, anointing comes from the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, the Bible tells us that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, he came as cloven tongues of fire. First of all, there was a rushing wind, sound like of a rushing mighty wind. So if you see the wind blow, it is because something is about to happen. See, when the glory of God came down, when Solomon was dedicating the temple, the Bible said even the minister couldn't stand because the glory of God filled the room. Tonight, the Almighty God is going to surprise somebody here. So the Holy Spirit came as cloven tongues of fire, and he sat on every one of them. So when Elijah asked Elisha, "What do you want?" He said, "I want a double portion of your spirit." He knew if he got that one, he's got everything else. He didn't ask for money, because he knew if he can get that double portion of anointing, he would never beg anybody for anything. It wasn't long after that that mighty people, great men and women, began to beg him to come and eat in their house. Just call me. I prophesy to someone here today. As a result of this anointing, the high and mighty will be begging you to come and pay them a visit. Tonight, we are going to get a double dose. When it is time to anoint you, the pastors will do it double. In the past, they used to make just one sign of the cross on your head. Tonight, they will make two. Because you are going out of here with a double portion in the mighty name of Jesus. The only fellow on whom the anointing cannot do any work is the one who refuses to get out of sin. Because when you have not been washed, if you begin to anoint yourself, the anointing will join with the dirt, and instead of producing results, it will begin to smell. It's like somebody who has not washed and is applying body lotion. That's a wasted effort. So for the last time, I'm asking now, if there's someone here who still hasn't surrendered his or her life to Jesus, come and do so now. And we don't have time to waste, because the Holy Spirit is already on the move, and we want to catch that move of God and get our anointing. So if you want to come, come very quickly. And I'm counting from 1 to 10. By the time I say 10, if you are not already standing before me, I know that it's either you already saved or you don't want to surrender your life to Jesus. I'm counting now. 1, 2, 3. Now, those of you already in front and those of you who are running, begin to pray now. Ask Jesus to have mercy on you. Ask him to save your soul. Promise him that from now on you will do his will. Ask him to become your Lord and your Savior. Begin to talk to him now. The rest of us, please, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them, that the Almighty God will be merciful unto them, that he will forgive all their sins, and he will write their names in the book of life. Let's pray for them, brethren. Let's pray that his blood will wipe away all their sins. so that they too will be ready for the anointing of God. Pray for them, brethren. Those of you who are in front, talk to the Almighty God. Ask Him to be merciful unto you. Ask Him to forgive all your sins. Ask Him to wash you clean in His blood. Thank you, Jesus. And if you are still on the way, just make sure you get here before I finish praying, because I'm about to pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Eternal Rock of Ages, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your word. And thank you for this, your children that have come forward. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Yes. They have come to you tonight, Father. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Yes. Lord, please save their souls tonight and wash them clean in your blood in Jesus' name. Yes. I pray that you write their names in the book of life and that they will never go back into the world in Jesus' name. Yes. From now on, Father, I pray that whenever they call on you, you will answer them by fire in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
You're watching Redemption Way. Please join us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.
shout hallelujah.
I welcome you especially to the Open Heavens International Center. I tell you that I had several encounters with God in that house.
Let somebody shout
hallelujah. The anointing in that house is awesome.
Shout hallelujah.